Hello and greetings to all the amazing economic professionals. I hope wherever you are, you're feeling great and moving forward on the path to success. Today we are here with another educational podcast, this time focusing on sales training. In previous episode, we discussed various sales topics, such as understanding different types of customers and how to interact with them. What goes on in the mind of customers, how to persuade others, and who deserves more of your time. These are all crucial topics that can benefit anyone looking to increase their income. But in today's podcast, we're gonna explore another aspect. I wanna start by saying that if you continue living the way you are now, you won't reach your full potential. Many people ask me, well, we learned certain things in school and university. Isn't that enough for our life? Do we still need to keep learning? I've often said that the education you receive in school and university might just be enough to cover your basic living expenses, but it won't create an ideal life for you. It won't bring you peace and comfort. If someone is after higher income and a better quality of life, they need to keep learning, practical learning, not just academic education. Honestly, I don't believe that university education alone can make you wealthy. No one in this world has become rich purely through university courses. If you study the lives of wealthy individuals, you'll find that many of them dropped out of university because they realized that academic knowledge alone wasn't going to bring them financial success. Today, we're gonna examine something different. I was browsing through a few job listings and I noticed something interesting, which I observe often. Now pay attention. Why are salespeople earning so much more than others? You see, salaries of 25 or 30 million 2 months, even more than a dentist or an accountant. This raises an important question. Why do salespeople make more money? The reason I emphasize becoming a professional salesperson is that if you truly want to increase your income to a dream level, you need to focus on sales. Many people come to me asking for advice on starting a business, like we want to manufacture something or start a company. Where should we source raw materials? What equipment should we buy? What should we name our brand? But often they don't ask about sales, which is a huge mistake. Many businesses that I've advised in the past have faced issues because they didn't think about sales before production. For example, a carpet manufacturer sets up production but later struggles with sales, or a brand is launched but has trouble selling. This is because they didn't establish a strong sales structure from the beginning. Your revenue comes from sales, not from production, packaging, branding, or any of that. To make a profit, you need to sell. You can have the highest quality product, offer competitive prices, and produce in large quantities. But if you can't sell, it's all for nothing. The key to success is learning how to sell, because sales are the engine of business growth. Even if you have the best accountant, the most dedicated production staff, and the highest quality product, if you can't sell, you won't make any profit. In fact, you'll face losses. This is because you're paying for employees, raw materials, and production without generating revenue in return. So your first priority should be sales. You need to think about how to set up a solid sales structure. Once you've established a reliable sales system and it's working well, then you can start thinking about improving packaging quality or producing new designs. But it's crucial to have your sales strategy in place first. Many people think it's the product quality or design that drives sales. They focus on creating different models or improving quality, believing that's what will sell their product. However, that's not true. Salespeople are the key to selling. What you've produced or envisioned. Without a well-functioning sales team or a strategy, no matter how good your product is, no one will buy it. You need to establish a strong sales structure before focusing on production. First, understand how you're going to sell your product. Is your idea just on paper, or has it been tested in the real world? If it's still just an idea, I suggest you test it first, either by doing it yourself or having others do it for you, so you can see if it is actually working. Only once you've proven that the idea can generate sales should you move forward. To sum up, it's your sales structure that determines success. You can have the best office, accountants, or even the best product, but without sales, it's all for nothing. Sales training is essential. The knowledge you might have gained in a school or university is outdated and irrelevant for today's market. You need practical, hands-on training provided by someone who has actually built and managed successful sales teams. Only then can you apply these methods to sell effectively. In contrast, businesses that rely solely on theory or academic learning often fail. Many companies, both in our country and abroad, only survive by taking out massive loans. Just look up any well-known company, search for its name along with the word loan, and you'll see how many billions they've borrowed just to stay afloat. If your business is propped up by loans, it's not sustainable. Instead, you need to build a self-sufficient, profitable sales structure that's the foundation of a truly successful business. If you have any amount of money, whether it's 20 million, 100 million, 1 billion, or 10 billion, and you want to make a profit and create a business that provides you with income every month or year, you need to think about how to best invest that money. For example, if you put 100 million in the bank, it might give you around 1.5 million in monthly interest. However, business and trade can give you much more in return than simply owning assets like a car. Trade, even on a regular scale, can provide higher returns than many other types of work, like being a driver or running a small shop. The key is to analyze what will bring you the most success. You might wonder, what does a successful business look like? A company like Arad Branding, for example, didn't rely on external connections or relationships to succeed. It built its success through its own strategies. Many large companies you might see today have taken out large loans to keep operating. You can easily search for any major company and look at how much they've borrowed from banks. Often businesses seem successful, but are actually reliant on debt. This is why I emphasize the importance of investing in sales training and building a sales structure before anything else. Sales are the foundation of a successful business. Without a solid sales strategy, you might spend a lot of money on production, but if you can't sell the product, it's all for nothing. Return on investment, ROI, is a critical metric in business. It measures how much profit you generate compared to the money you've invested in things like marketing and branding. For example, companies spend huge amounts on TV advertising. A single second of TV time can cost 200 to 400 million to a month. So if a company runs a 10-second ad, that's $3 billion to a month spent on advertising. The question is, Does this investment generate enough sales to cover the cost of advertising? In many cases, the answer is no. Most traditional advertising methods like TV, radio, newspapers, and even text message companies have a negative return on investment. They often don't generate enough sales to justify the high cost. This is why I advise building a solid sales system first. Without a skilled salespeople or a well-designed sales strategy, all the money spent on advertising is essentially wasted. Before you invest or produce anything, build your sales structure. If you don't, you might spend a lot of things on production and marketing only to find out that your product isn't selling. Many people mistakenly believe that just creating a product will automatically lead to sales, but that's not the case. Sales are the lifeblood of any business. In summary, focus on sales first, training your sales team. And developing a strong sales strategy is what will ensure the success of your business. If you have any amount of money, whether it's 10 million, 20 million, 100 million, or even 10 billion, and you want to make a profit and create a business that generates consistent income, you need to think strategically. But business and trade can give you significantly higher returns than simply investing in assets like a car. Even regular trading can yield more than driving or running a small shop. So the important question is, how do you make sure your business is successful? Businesses like Arad Branding, for instance, build their success on their own strategies without relying on loans or external financial support. Many companies, even well-known ones, often stay afloat by taking out large loans. If you search for major companies, you'll find they've taken out billions in loans to keep operating. These businesses are not necessarily profitable on their own. They rely heavily on borrowed money. That's why I always emphasize sales training and building a strong sales structure. Before you produce anything, you need to focus on how you're going to sell it. I don't intend to go into sales techniques in this file. I have discussed sales techniques in previous files and will cover them in the future as well. This recording is specifically focused on understanding the importance of sales. Don't invest in various topics other than your own sales and the sales of your team. You need to concentrate on your sales structure. Think about how you will sell your products in relation to various issues. Remember, there will always be opportunities. If someone tells you they will make you rich without showing you the path to achieving it, be cautious. As someone with experience in this field, I can tell you that you need to discuss the specifics of how you will make money. How will you sell? How will you reach customers? How will you gain their trust? What methods will you use to send products? These aspects are crucial. Focus on how customers will find you and why they should buy from you. Evaluate whether these methods are practical. Did the person who offers these methods actually become rich using them, or are they just selling a course? I hope you take the mentioned points seriously and apply them, as I am confident you will achieve success and experience significant income. I appreciate you, and until the next training, I wish you the best. May God be with you. So, as the last word and sentence, don't forget that before production, you need to have your specified sales structure and sales team. The other way around, you get into trouble and nothing would be gained by your team. Thank you very much for your care and attention. I'm hopeful that this educational podcast has been enough effective for you, and it will help you not to get into trouble in the near future. Thank you very much. Take a good care of yourself. Goodbye.